The first reading today, we hear about the man who is tested by gold, tested by material things. In other words, it's something that all of us are going to have to do. We have to face the temptation of these things. It's a huge temptation in a society where it's a necessity. We have to be able to pay for things. We have to do various things. We, live in that kind of a world where money is a necessity. And so therefore it becomes a massive temptation. And that temptation we recognize very clearly in the gospel. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Our society is about serving mammon. Whether it's money or whether it's materialism or whatever it is, that's what we're all about. We tend to give God lip service, but our real interest is in the other things. That's what we need to look at. Jesus said at the end of the gospel, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his way of righteousness. Everything else will be given to you." God knows you need all of these things. You don't need to worry about it. But we do. That's our problem. We recognize as we are anxious and upset and worried about all these different things that we really don't trust God, that our focus really isn't on serving the Lord because we're afraid. Look at it another way. Remember that the definition of love is doing always what's best for the other person. God loves you. As I like to say, God is in love with you. God will take care of everything if you allow him to. But are we really seeking first his kingdom? Do we really trust that he will give us everything that we need? The difficulty with that is that the only way we find out is to have to do it, which means to do without. We tend to think that if he's going to give us everything, that should be a $1 million bank account. What he's going to do is empty your bank account and say, "Now trust me." It's like, "But there's nothing in the bank." It's like, exactly. You didn't need to trust me as long as you could trust in your money. Trust me. Now, when you hear that your bank account's probably going to be emptied out if you're actually going to trust the Lord, that might cause panic in some of us. Which all that that tells us is that we don't trust the Lord because we're trusting our money. There is a reason why it says on the top of the money that in God we trust. But people like Madeline Murray O'Hare want that off. She's no longer around, but nonetheless, she's fought for years to get that off. Because she's a pagan, but the fact is, we don't trust in God. Somebody had the foresight to put that right on the money, literally, to remind us all that it's not in the blasted money that we trust, but we keep trying to do that. Again, you have to be reasonable, you have to be prudent. I'm not suggesting go and do something stupid. But I am saying we need to look at ourselves very carefully and ask, am I really trusting God? Am I really seeking to serve him with my whole heart and soul and strength? If it's seek first the kingdom of God and his way of righteousness, the Lord said he will provide everything. Now, obviously, if you're going to be serving the Lord, chances are you're not going to be arrayed like Solomon. So if you think that you have to have the fanciest clothes and the coolest car and whatever, yeah, you're probably not going to get that if you're serving the Lord. But he's going to give you what you need, not necessarily what you want. And that's where the difference is. We learn to rely on him. We learn that we don't have to try to impress anybody. It doesn't matter. Remember one day I had a funeral, and the family that the deceased was from apparently liked fancy things. And I had this old car that was all rusted out and about to break in half, basically. And as I pulled into the cemetery, it was out at Fort Snelling. So if you've ever been out there, they've got those paths where everybody just lines up. Well, being the priest, I had to be at the front. And so I drove my car, and I literally drove by Jaguars and Mercedes and Cadillacs and Continentals. And here I was in my rusted out old beater. And I thought, well, let them all look at it. And this young couple, after the burial came up, they just simply said, "Father, thank you for your witness. As you can see from the cars that my family drives, we're all very interested in all these material things." It was basically a competition to see who could have the more expensive car. And so it's like, all right, rather than being embarrassed by my old beater, these people were grateful because it was a witness to the rest of their family. So we don't know who we're going to touch, if we're going to just trust the Lord. And we could have been, at least in this case, I could have been horribly embarrassed that I would be pulling up in this old rusted out beater of a car when all these people had cars that were probably $100,000 or more. But you have to look at it another way. Remember once I had a wedding up in St. Cloud, and there was a man who said to me, "Are you going up to the wedding?" I said, "Well, I have to do the wedding." And he said, "Oh, well, if you want, I can drive." I said, "Well, I can drive." He goes, "No, we can take my whatever fancy car." So we got up to St. Cloud in his fancy car. I thought, wow, didn't feel a bump. Didn't hear any wind blowing through the windows. And then I said to myself, and for $70,000 less, my car would have gotten me here just fine. I would have felt all the bumps, and I would have heard the wind blowing through the windows, and I would have gotten to St. Cloud and back just fine. That's where I had to look at it and say, is it worth that kind of money? And for what? So again, the Lord is going to detach us from all of these things. He'll give you what you need. Maybe a beater. Because you don't need something that's super fancy. Maybe you look like a bag lady because he's not going to give you $1,000 dresses. Whatever it is, he's going to give you what you need. But we can accept that when we're detached, when we're just seeking him, because nothing else matters. We don't care what we drive. We don't care what we wear. We don't care about all that if we're really seeking the Lord, because that's all that matters. Let the neighbors complain. Who cares if they don't like how we dress or what kind of car we drive? Big deal. We're not there to impress them anyway. We're seeking the Lord, if that's what we're really doing. So it's a great opportunity for every one of us to look at that and ask, am I really seeking first the kingdom of God and his way of righteousness? Or am I seeking to make my own little kingdom down here on earth with all my junk and all my money and all my whatever? What really is important? You can't serve two masters. So who's going to be the master? We give lip service to God, but are our hearts really there? That's the question all of us have to look at. So it's sometimes a little difficult in a materialistic society like ours, in a society that requires money and things like that. Again, we need to have those things. We don't want to serve them. We don't want to be attached to them. We don't want to put too much importance on them. That's where the balance comes in. So pray for detachment from all that stuff. Pray for a true love for God. Serve him with your whole heart and soul and strength. Seek first the kingdom of God and his way of righteousness. He will take care of everything for you.